A former smuggling ship will be sunk this afternoon in Killala Bay in North Mayo and find new life as a tourist attraction along the wild Atlantic Way. The 60-foot MV Shingle will be scuttled and sunk to a depth of almost 30 metres, almost 4 kilometres out in the bay, creating a marine artificial reef, Ireland's first. The project has involved the cooperation of the Revenue Commissioners, Mayo and Sligo County Councils, and the drive and enthusiasm of Killala Bay Ships to Reef Limited. One of the key people behind the project is Michael Loftus, an experienced diver and member of Mayo County Council. Good morning, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Marianne. Greetings from a very sunny and happy Mayo here at the moment, and looking forward to creating the history with the sinking of the MV Shingle as Ireland's first artificial reef.
Well, on that, why sink a ship in the middle of Killala Bay?
Mary, this is something that we've been trying to do since 2008 to actually create Ireland's first marine artificial reef, because it enhances the biodiversity of our area, of our sea life in our area of Killala Bay. And that's really what we're trying to do. It also gives the opportunity for tourism, for marine tourism, for bringing people into our community to enhance our communities.
How will that happen? I mean, you scuttle the shingle today. It's then sunk to this depth out in the bay. How does the spin-off? I can see the diversity, the encouragement of marine life, but where's the economic spin-off?
Mary, one of the things around the world at this moment in time is the actual sinking of a lot of wrecks for the very purpose of marine tourism. And it's been proven that this is a financial benefit to all the areas that it happens in. And we saw this as a challenge, and we were delighted that the Revenue Commissioner saw us and saw the benefit that this could do for our community by giving us this ship, the MV Shingle. So, I mean, they deserve a lot of praise. They took a lot of hits in relation to the shingle over the years, having it in Dublin Port. But they at least saw the benefit by coming to us and agreeing to give it to us, give it cleaned out as if it was environmentally perfect, as we could just sink it, so to create tourism.
Because the shingle was intercepted back in 2014, wasn't it?
That's right. It was actually confiscated in Drogheda by the Revenue Commissioners, where it was bringing in 32 million euros worth of cigarettes, which would have been a loss of 14 million to the state. Here they're actually turning around and giving something back, the proceeds of crime being given back to our communities, that the funding from this project will literally, we expect that this money that they have spent on it up to this will actually be paid back within a 3-year period from diving tourism, fishing tourism, marine research. We hope that colleges and universities around Ireland will use this as a marine vehicle for research.
And is there something visual to watch this afternoon?
We're being inundated with people coming out to watch the actual boat. We also will have live video feed. We're hoping that that will be organised, that people will be able to watch it live. So it's going to be an interesting time. And it's really, really exciting for us here and to have this project completed at this stage, because we went through a lot through getting the MARA license and getting our planning permission and archaeological underwater archaeology searching. So we have gone through quite a lot of work, but both Mayo and Sligo County Council have been very, very supportive of us.
Okay, so it's all ready to go this afternoon. Councillor Michael Loftus, thank you. We're back with business after this.